With the Real Team acronym, today we will unpack the letter E, enthusiastically engaged. The phrase enthusiastic engagement simply exudes positivity and energy. For the sake of making the point, instead of the rah-rah pump-up language, let's talk a bit about the opposite of enthusiastic engagement. At the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus had directed the disciples to meet him at a high point above the Sea of Galilee. In Matthew 28, it says this, "Meanwhile, the 11 disciples were on their way to Galilee, headed for the mountain Jesus had set for their reunion. The moment they saw him, they worshiped him. Some, however, doubted. They held back, not sure about worship, about risking themselves totally. Holding back, doubting, not risking themselves completely, these are the resisting, non-enthusiastic responses. The good news in this passage is that the foot dragging and skepticism did not hold Jesus back. In fact, he imparted the Great Commission to them and concluded by promising that he would be present through the power of the Spirit to the very end of the age. Enthusiastic engagement isn't simply being loud and energetic. I think of it as being focused and determined, doing the right things with passion over the long road. The day in, day out, can-do spirit working under the realization that Christ is for us and that we have every spiritual blessing in Him. You will recall that previously we talked about relational connection to Jesus and to one another. The same principle applies. It is within our enthusiastic participation with Jesus that we are empowered to enthusiastically engage with our real team. I often say that you can't be a follower of Jesus and not have fire in your belly. May we not hold back in our relationships with Christ and one another, but dive in deep with enthusiastic engagement.